Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Walton. The first thing is to pledge allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Linda's getting here, so I'll wait till she gets in the door. You guys want to help her?
Is she a walker?
Yes.
Yeah, she's still got a walker. First thing's going to be this page here. This is the tax break calculation worksheet for the property tax. And we'll talk about that here in a second when Linda gets in.
Is that on the agenda?
Yes. Yeah. You have to have it for the tax ordinance.
Is that on
ordinance.
The agenda somewhere?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, way down there? Okay.
Well, it's up here, right here. Where it says... Oh, well, I'm way ahead. Anyhow, first thing on the agenda is the introduction. We don't have to go through. There's nobody here.
Right.
April 15th, city meeting minutes. All right. She'll come in here in a minute. Was there any other corrections after we found the last correction this afternoon? That's all right. Not a problem. We just started. Not a big deal. We're approving the minutes. I was trying to get ahead of myself here in a minute.
Well, if I could beat those yellow lights, I'd have been here.
Well, thank goodness you didn't run them. So, is there any corrections to the minutes that we need to talk about? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
A motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Rincenzes. It's going to be a lot. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. City financial reports for April 2025.
I'm signing
them
right now.
No,
you're signing the receipts.
Oh, you're signing
that. That's right.
Okay. I'm talking about the financial reports that,
right.
With all the expenses are the what went on in April.
Yes.
So was there anybody that had any corrections to those? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the April 2025 financial reports?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The invoice and receipts are going around. All right, now we can start on this. Okay. We got to do the second read on the tax ordinance tonight so we can get that process started. This sheet here is the sheet that requires us to do so that we don't go over the 4% compensation rate. It's a calculation. I've got my own little one back here that I do because it's much simpler, but this is the official sheet, okay? And what you end up filling in is just like at the number one, that's last year's tax rate. And we don't have any personal property, so there's a zeros there. Then we have number three is the The personal property, or the property, real property, that was taxable, that's at 120,078,150, okay, for 2024, and subject to the rate, again, the same number. Then we have the 2025, which a sheet that I get from PVA gives me these numbers at the bottom that are calculated based off of what they are for this year. And as you can see, we went up just under $800 on the properties. Part of that reason is we lost a property. We lost the value of the lot, because it got transferred over to the Animal Care Society, and the Animal Care Society is a nonprofit, so they are not taxable.
It used to be Rudy's, and was it Rudy's?
No, the Animal Care Society, yeah.
No, but it used to be Rudy's, and we got taxed from them. From
No. We got taxed on that lot, that empty lot.
The lot. Yeah. And they said, oh, okay.
We were going to lose it anyhow if we got a hold of it, okay?
Okay.
So that's what the taxable values are. Well, all this bottom part at that point gets calculated. And what they do is you can't go below the amount of tax dollars you would receive if you from the previous year. So that's what that first number is, that 0.173. Okay, that's what we have to at least be, okay, because that gives us the same amount of value as last year in taxable revenue, available taxable revenue, or projected, I'll put it that way. Then the second number, the 0.179, is what we can go up to, but if you'll notice, I've highlighted, you can see it in gray, it allows you to go more than just the three numbers. They round down on theirs, but the number that's highlighted is what is 4% or less, okay? Then, down here, Christina. Okay? So, with that said, you know, I basically put all that information in my calculation. It comes up virtually the same. This is what we're allowed to do, okay? And each year, our expenses go up. We've not had them come down. Next year, also, our area is reassessed. So the values of our properties are probably going to go up again. But again, what we're going to have to do so that we don't go over the 4% is what we did 2 years ago or 4 years ago. We had to decrease the tax rate so that we aren't over the 4%.
Well, now what you said about our expenses going up, we're going to be saving. How much money are we going to be saving by having a different...
We're basically coming out the same, but
no Rumpke. We know we're not having Rumpke.
Yeah, we're the amount for Rumpke, and I've got that amount on the worksheet. Okay, the thing is every year that we don't take the 4%, that's what we lose out on, because the next time comes around, we are already, in this case, $7,000 shorter. If we left it the same, we don't get any increase in the amount of revenue for the city from the property tax. Does that make sense? What it amounts to is I did it on a calculation on my property. It amounts to about $6 or $7 more a year. And in the newer houses, where they're up in the 300, 400, or 350 range, it's about $20 more per the year. And this is the issue that is always hard to discuss. So So. I have the ordinance with the higher rate, with the highest rate we can go. And if you want to discuss it, that's fine. It's you know, here, this one.
So you're saying that if we didn't increase it at all, if we just left it to what it was last year,
mm-hmm.
then we would be...
We'd be losing about $6,000 because we still are not, the lowest we can be is at 0.173. So if we're at 0.174, we're basically not gaining but maybe $1,000-$1,500 in our revenue stream from our property. But it exponentially hurts us over the years every time we don't take what we're allowed to take. You said, you know, electricity's going up, water's going up.
Oh, but you said electricity, that only applies to, who did you tell me that applies to?
Well, it applies to the street lights, but still, it's...
Because I think we said the increase, the 18% that LG&E wants to increase, that's going to be for the homeowners, not the...
Well, they'll still increase some for the streetlights.
I thought it would.
I'm not sure. I don't think that it'll be 18%, but I would bet it'd be at least four or five. Yeah. You know, they're gonna get their money one way or the other.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and if you watch their bills, they have little minute fractions that actually go up all through the year because their providers go up and down, up and down, up and down. Okay.
Yeah.
The same thing with our water bill. I mean, you know, we got that's coming up for 3 months. We're lucky with the trash. It's going to remain the same this year, but then again, it goes up next year. You know, and I got the sheets for that, I think. Or do I? I don't think I brought those sheets. Anyhow, that's still going up 5 or 6% next year, and 5 and 6% on $143,000 is how much, Dan?
A lot.
It's at least what? $5,000, $6,000?
Well, $100,000 is $6,000.
Yeah, $6,000. Okay, so that's $9,000. You'd say, yeah, it's $9,000 or $10,000. It's going to go up. So again, every year that we don't take advantage of this, and like I said, next year's reassessment, so we're going to have to adjust it down again, more than likely.
You think we will?
Oh yeah.
So you're saying we're
going to
have tax increases this year and next year?
We're going to have tax increases for the rest of our life.
On the city taxes. That's what I'm talking about, not just life in general.
Yeah, probably, because next year, even though we're doing reassessment, we got to reassess it down, but we got to reassess it down to where we're still getting the 4%. That's what we did in 2022. It went down. We were at 20.4 in 22 and in 21, and in 22 we had to back it down to 0.1625, I believe, just so we could stay within that 4% range.
And with this is the maximum that we can take is what.
And like I said, for most of the houses,
a little less that we could take. We have to go right to the maximum.
Why do we want to take a little less? Give me a good reason why we want to take a little less.
Well, for one example, like with the trash, we will be taking away service every week of recycle and yard waste.
So it's still going to go up next year, and if we don't get them,
well, that's next year. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
That, well, you asked me.
Okay, go ahead.
That No, that's all right. If it's going to be dismissed, then why is
it? No, no, I'm not dismissing. I'm just saying what's going to happen is it still goes up $10,000 or
$15,000. Well, that's why I was questioning take it to the max instead of, you know, taking it up a couple points, like 1.176 instead of 0.179. You know, it's just the ideology or the principality of we're going to take something away from you, but we're going to raise your taxes. As a taxpayer, that's where I'm coming from. Okay.
Well, we have to look at that from a fiduciary standpoint, because every dollar that we don't take advantage of getting, we get that far behind each year.
Right.
It's exponential.
That's the key word, seeming advantageous. That's the key word. I just, you know.
Right.
Are we being advantageous?
I'll be honest with you. Word. When Dennis and I were on the commission in 2017, we fought this point too. We didn't want to go to the max, okay? But at that time, we weren't being hit with the amount of increases from the different services that we are now. That's our biggest headache. The amount of expenses are not going down. They constantly are going up. And if they're expeditiously going up every year, okay, we ought to be exponentially increasing ours every year to maintain, so that we don't get behind on the maximum amount of revenue that we're allowed to get each year.
Well, we did get the increase from Derby City.
Right.
You know, that was
right, and I understand that. I understand all of those things, but at the same time,
I would be the last person to say, oh, yeah, let's.
Yeah,
let's raise
everything
taxes
is
taxes
going up,
yeah.
And, you know, except people's income. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just, you know, taking away some services, because I feel like we will hear from people that
for one order at Starbucks per year.
I don't know who drinks Starbucks.
I don't.
I can tell you there's a whole lot of people that go to Starbucks.
Those are the people maybe when you need to say that when they call and complain about their trash.
Well, we always
their trash changes. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just bringing.
I don't know people's lives.
Do you anticipate that we'll be getting any additional homestead exemptions?
The homestead went up.
Okay.
The homestead went up to. This is on the back. Okay. That's another thing. Okay. We got last year homesteads. We had 111 of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're up to 120. The disability amount stayed the same, but the homestead exemption went to $49,100. Okay.
So that's $49,000 for not collecting any taxes.
That's correct.
That's a big amount.
Yeah, last year was $46,350. Good point. This year is $49,100. But again, in the value of our houses didn't go up that much, because we only gained $800 or so? Not quite $800, just short of $800 on our property values. Part of that reason is because on homestead exemption, last year we had $5,098,500 in homestead exemption, and this year we have $5,892,000 in homestead exemption. The same thing with the disability. Even though we didn't go up disability, we got another 16,000 that is coming out of our pocket. And here's the other thing is, we have a lot of people that are still have mortgages or have a second mortgage, and what happens is those mortgage companies pay early, so they take the 2%.
Yeah.
So we lose money, we lose the ability to collect there because the 2% is taken off the top of our revenue stream. So everything that we give them taketh away from us. And that's one of the, that's a big part of that. Last year I brought up taking the 2% off of the early payment, and I caught hit for that, okay? But we're leaving that on, you know, for paying prior to August 1st. We're paying, you know, full pay on August. It's basically 12% plus the base on September, and then if they pay October or later, they got 12%, 2% per month plus $50 administration fee,
yeah,
plus the attorney's fees and cost. So we give them a lot of opportunity to make that back up. If we give them four, if we only took two and they pay early, we gain nothing. It's a no win there. So I'll read the ordinance, and those who, you know, want to object to it, they can object. Those who don't, you know, we'll do what we have to do to change the number if it doesn't make passage. We've done this before. So ordinance, anybody object to me reading the ordinance? All right.
Is this the final read?
Yeah, this is the final read. I changed the dates this time, too. Ordinance number 1, Series 2025, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky. A tax ordinance for fiscal year July 1, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills City Commission that Section 1, pertinent to KRS 92.520, paragraph 4, city adopts the land and improvement valuations of Jefferson County Property Valuation Administration. Section 2, a per $100 .1798 city ad valorem tax to the combined land and improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1st, 2025. Section 3, a per $100 .75 city ad valorem tax on the combined land and improvement values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2025. Section 4, these tax levies are necessary to generate significant revenue to pay budgeted city expenses for the 2025-2026 fiscal year to properly govern the city for the residents' benefit. Section 5. The tax payment schedule for city properties is the base tax reduced by 2% if paid before August 1st, 2025. The base tax when paid in August 2025. The base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid in September 2025. The base tax plus 12% of the base tax plus 2% monthly of the base tax plus a $50 administration fee, plus attorney and recording fees if paid after September 30, 2025. Section 6. The ordinance effective date is July 1, 2025. Passed and approved by the City Commission during the May 20, 2025 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law. Now, do I hear a motion to accept the ordinance as written? Does anybody want to change something in it? We got to pass something tonight. I'll make the motion to pass the ordinance as it's written. Do I hear a second? Do I hear discussion?
What are our alternatives?
Again, I did the calculation on my home without the homestead, and it was less than $8.
You said six, and then well, on your home.
My
thing is like just going right to the maximum, you know. And like I said, we're taking away a service from our residents.
We saved them money. But that doesn't mean that we aren't going to...
That still may not suffice with some. Because that is one of my most complaints during the summer is the yard waste. So, you know, I think...
You're the only one that puts yard waste out over there.
I'm not talking about myself.
I'm just saying.
I've got emails to prove it to you if you need to see them.
I know, but let me say...
I mean... One resident has been here. I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
But she has been here and brought it up. So it's not a person. This isn't a personal thing to me.
I understand.
The residents of our city. But I mean, that's my thing. Is just going straight for the maximum. You know, if we don't have to. And
give me a reason why we don't have to.
I'm not saying we don't have to. I just, you know, is it the time to be or appear to be advantageous? That's all I'm not.
Well, and you all know how I'm always looking at the aspect of anything on the goodwill, you know, and the goodwill. Does it help the whole community? If they say to us, if they call me and say, you're raising our taxes again, and remember what happened last year with the roads, how do I, you know, and I don't know, if I could come back and say, yes, but we didn't raise them as much as we could have, you know, I'm sorry.
Right,
you know,
right. That's kind of where I'm coming from. I mean.
And then when they find out, yes, I could, by the other, in another respect, I could say, well, but you have to understand, we're paying more for security now. And then they're going to say, yeah, but we're not getting our yard waste picked up. So, I mean, it's
right.
It's a case
some kind,
too,
right, some
know.
Kind of happy medium to where all parties are happy that we wouldn't, you know. And
well,
if
put a number out there.
Let me ask you this, Mayor. If we increased it
1.7, 7.5, 0.98, or
if we went one, okay, let me ask you this: we're at 7.3 now. You want to go to 7.9? What if we went to 7.6? How much money would we lose by going
$4,000?
How much?
It's basically $4,000.
$4,000.
Okay. You basically look at it. We're right now. If you take from last year to this year, it's about $200,000 in revenue that we end up getting. Okay? All right? If we only take half, we're getting just short of $8,000 at the full max, which means we're getting just a hair short of $4,000 if we take half.
Then I can live with $4,000. I don't know about anybody else, but...
What did we get this year at the 1.73?
We got, where's that budget stuff at? I had it here a minute ago. I had all this organized. Here it is. we got, right now, we're at 196,318, and we basically budgeted 192, but that 192 was not the maximum amount that we could get, because we can't budget the maximum amount because of the discounts we give them.
Okay, so last year we were at 173, but we could have taken the 179, is what you're saying.
No, last year we're at 174. But see, our property values went up a little bit, so it backs down what we have to take to maintain the level that we were able to get last year. So when you increase the property value, okay, you can't go over, you got to be maintaining the same amount of revenue opportunity. You can't go below that revenue opportunity, but you can't go above 4%.
Do we have, I need to ask about abandoned property.
We put that in there while Steve was still the attorney, because we do have one property that has been sitting empty for years. And we don't abandon the property. The county government has to.
What's the maximum you can?
0.75.
That's the maximum?
It's been 0.75 every year. But we don't have any of those properties technically right now, okay? The house is constantly getting code enforcement on it, so.
And so you said next year we'll have to bring this down, this number down.
The number has to come down, but we're still going to have to do it so that we still get the 4%.
But if it was at 0.176 this year, would we have to bring it down next year, or could we leave it like it is?
Depends on how much property assessment goes up. I know it's strange, but if we got $100,000 this year, it has to be below 104.
How much would a property, how much would a property have to go up, increase in value if it's...
The last time our values went up 30%.
Did they?
Yes. And the prior to that, it was 18. I think it was 18 and 17. It was 18% and 17. So at that point, they were doing 5 years. Now they're doing four. They're down to the fourth. So in 22, we got a 30% assessment increase. And next year, we're definitely going to get
hit. So no matter how much it goes up, you still have to bring it down a certain percentage?
You have to stay within the 4%.
Within the 4%.
Right. That's when you see that number that says 0.173, that was just for an $800 increase in our property value, okay? We had to bring it down a full point, or one thousandth of a point. It went from 0.174, which we got last year, for the same amount of revenue, would be 1.73 this year. Oh, and by the way, mainly our tax rate went up from about $600. The only quote we got is over $1,000.
And what's that for?
Mailing the tax bills.
Oh.
So there's expenses and there's expenses. We've got to change out the laptop because we've got to go to Windows 11, and just the equipment by itself could be as, you know, who knows what. And then DC3, I talked to them, and for them to make sure it gets tied in, there could be more money. for 1 month just for that service. Everything.
Well, I felt like 177. I just feel like the maximum is kind of as I mean.
I like the 176 because I don't think $4,000 is going to make us break us. But that's just me. I don't know.
Give me a number. I'll put it in.
I mean, I would just like to be able to say to a constituent, you know, we didn't raise taxes as much as we could have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware we have expenses.
Just remember, everything that we don't get this year, we can't retrieve. Every time that we slow down our revenue increase, we can't retrieve it. There's no way we can catch up. The only way we can catch up, you know, the one way we can catch up is have a public hearing. The only way you can go over the 4% is having a public hearing. You have to advertise it in the paper 2 weeks, 1 week and then another week. And that's the only way. That's what happened in Douglas Hills and another other bunch of cities throughout Metro when this big increase came in 22. They had the public hearings so that they would not lower their rate.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever you want. What's the number you want, that, and then make the motion. And
like I said, I'll go to 177. I mean, how much is that?
Got a calculator?
No.
You want 1.177?
Mm-hmm.
Down from 0.1798?
Yeah. That was 4,000 for 176, then 5,500.
Well, on what?
It's per 100.
You want to know, like, on an average size house?
No, whatever numbers Bob.
Well, it's hard. You basically take it times this number that's on the sheet.
Well, I was just asking you, since you were able to give her the amount of $4,000 on 176. So 177 should bring in more. I just didn't know.
Okay, it's real easy. It's basically let's see, calculator. All right.
I mean, we can pull up numbers that just
836 770 divided by 100 times .176.
No, you said
I recommend 177 if we needed to, you know, like what you were saying about we'll never retrieve the money. I mean, I don't.
With 0.177, it's 213,881.09. So it's still basically
$4,000. So if it was
177,
huh? I'm just asking, if it was 177.177, then when we got the evaluations done, you said we had to drop it. We could drop it down to 175.
The last time it dropped.
Huh?
It doesn't matter, because if the value of the house goes up, you're still paying more taxes.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying the tax rate, how much you pay.
Well, the rate doesn't have any, I mean, the rate is just as important as the value of the house. So if the value of the house goes up, we might have to bring the rate down.
That's what I'm asking. Could we bring it down? He's saying, and I know we have to bring it down, but would we bring it down to what?
Well, I don't think it matters. You bring it down to whatever.
The last on the 30%, it went from 0.20, 0.2040 down to 0.1625.
If I'm looking at my tax bill, I don't care about the rate. I'm like, well, dang, my taxes went up. So why did my taxes go up? Is it because the value of my house went up, or is it because the rate went up? I promise you, people don't know how much their tax rate is. People don't know how much their income tax rate is. And that's a lot of money.
But, I mean, so nobody ever is aware if their tax rates went up?
No.
Well, I'm not saying there's nobody aware, because that's the reason why I got involved in the city government. But they jumped it up 26.9%. They went up 6 cents on the 100 without going through a public hearing. That's what I challenged them on.
I remember when you did that.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the city of Woodland Hills. And you said, hey, can you tell me what the city of Woodland Hills tax rate is?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
But they don't know. And
so
we,
if it goes up 0.177 or 0.1798, the tax rate is really meaningless.
Yeah, we're talking about $2 to $3 for a year.
All right.
Difference
for
between...
For a house.
It, between 0.177 whatever and 0.1798, You're talking at the top rate, you're talking, in most cases on these older homes, most of them will only be between $7 and $9 per house.
It's $2.80 per $100,000 of your house.
Right. Well, I mean, to some, that might be money they need.
For what? A Happy Meal? They can't even buy a Happy Meal for that anymore.
Maybe a pack of ramen noodles. I mean, I don't know. I do know people that are like that.
How much is a pack of cigarettes?
Why?
It makes a difference. I haven't smoked cigarettes in a year. When I quit smoking cigarettes, they were a quarter a pack.
I don't think. I mean, that's like comparing smoker to a diabetic patient.
No, it's not. It's basically...
Yes, it is. That would be like me asking you how much is a Whopper meal every day.
If you have a coupon?
Well,
$5.
I don't think that's like, you know, that's just kind of being tit for tattish.
I think it, honestly...
I mean...
The thing is expenses aren't going down, and every year, that we don't take our max until these expenses stop growing, we put ourselves that much more behind. And $2 more or $3 more per year from one tax rate to the next, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because of the fact that...
When you say it like that, I see what you're saying.
I mean, honestly, why is anybody screaming for the difference between no increase, which gets us nothing, and $10, say just $10 or $12 average per household for a year? That's $1 a month.
Which gets us $6,000.
Huh?
Which gets us $6,000.
It gets us $8,000. If we take the full amount, it gets us short of $8,000. It's $7,900 and some odd dollars.
I'll go 177.
Huh?
I'll go 177.
All right. So, do I hear a motion for the? I've heard the motion for the 177. Do I hear a second?
Okay, come on. One of you two has got to say something. Susan and I are over here talking and asking questions, and you two are just sitting there. Don't do that.
Now, you're spelling. So if you did your calculations with your value, how did you do that? I've been doing it for myself.
Okay. What's the value of your house?
I I think it's at 230.
Okay. So take 230,000 divided by 100.
Okay.
And then do both of those amounts, and it'll show you what the difference is between one or the other, because we're going to have to do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm sure you're only talking probably 12 bucks.
So I'm sure I get the total. I divide by 100.
Yeah, you take your value of your house, divide it by 100.
Okay.
And then multiply it by the point from both of those points. .177 and .1798. Any wise words for anybody? I knew you wouldn't. I'm not getting into this battle.
Just a lawyer, right?
I don't know if I did it wrong. So that's like $5 different?
Huh?
$5 different?
Probably.
Oh, so it's.
What is it to start with?
It would be $5 for you, probably.
So that's the only difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I heard everything, but I wouldn't do it for my own. Just
right.
If we go with that rate, you're going to save $5. If you go with that rate, it's going to cost you $5.
Okay. Got it.
Does that make sense now?
Yes. And that's a year's ago.
Yeah. It's a month.
No,
it's a year.
It's a year. It's not a month. It's a year. It's not like homeowners.
As you can see, I mean, I know that a lot of people do have a hard time right now. Yeah, they will, but.
How much is a latte?
They may have a hard time, and they may look at last year's amount and this year's amount, or they don't even know what last year's is. So they're not going to realize it's only $5 or $6 or whatever.
Because when I purchased the home back in 2023, I think I had an issue with, it was an error though with the, I actually looked at my, that paper at the stand, and my wife was so high from the city, and I called Lupo. That's the way I got in contact with you, I think, and I talked to you. And I was like, what's going on? And I think you fixed it, but it was just, I guess, my error on my statement.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's how it works. The city, you know, I'm just being.
Yeah, busy. And you see, you not only got the city, but we get Jefferson County in November.
Yes.
And that is much higher, and we're paying almost $1 million to Jefferson County school system.
Yeah, and that's what they told me when I called them. You have to call your city. And I'm like, well, it's my city. Where do you live? What's in the house? I was like, okay, so that's how I got the information.
Right.
And I know I have stuff. So, yeah, I go for the 17, the 1798.
The 1798?
Mm-hmm.
So you.
I mean, because the.
Okay, so. Is there anybody that's going to second the motion on 1.777? Whatever. None. Do I hear a second now on the 1.1798? I made the motion. All I need is a second, and then we can vote.
I'll say.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right. It's hard though. All right. Time for a vote. Any more discussion? Nothing. Okay. All right. I go first. I vote yes for the 0.1798.
I vote yes.
Commissioner Babil votes yes.
I vote yes.
Commissioner Mulpin votes yes. Commissioner Resendez votes yes. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf votes yes.
Well, that only took
35
minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. We always run into
I'm
this problem.
Tell you something, Beth. We have a right to discuss
this. Yeah.
Oh, of course you do.
You know, I mean,
I work two jobs to pay my bills. So, you know, I like to make sure.
I know. I understand.
That's all.
I just want to.
And I fill up food closets almost every weekend. So I'm also giving to the community.
Well, you know, and if you have a constituent that says, why are we getting a tax increase, you can just say to them what I just said to you. Well, I'm sorry, but we did have to raise taxes $5 this year.
Well, if I can buy, you know, 5 cans of soup and put it in the food closet, that makes me feel better.
Let me get her to sign a good copy, and then I'll give you a... All right.
See, I learned stuff tonight. I didn't know about how you calculated it.
Well,
we have to ask questions.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all asked questions.
Instead of just be like, oh, okay, we're going to learn it. So,
no. I sent all that stuff to you last week, but it's hard. This is the hardest thing to understand. It took me a long time to understand it. When I was commissioner, it took me 4 years to figure it out, okay, to be honest with you. The thing is, and I heard this from another city mayor. He says every city should take the 4% because every year you don't take it, you lose it. And it doesn't amount to much. He says it's basically cheap. You know, it's where we're at. I mean, there's cities higher than us on our tax rates. I mean... And there's places, there's HOAs out there. I mean, what's that? Lake Forest? Oh, those people just get killed by Jefferson County. All right. Tax mailing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they got to pay HOA fees out there, too.
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Here is the only bid we got on mailing. Nobody else answered my or returned my phone call. One of those ordinances. Here's your copy. Thank you. This, what we're doing this year, we had to change. There is something different we're doing this year. On the envelopes, we're going to have them type or print on the envelopes that some way, shape, or form that the tax bills are closed. Okay? We haven't done that in the past, and I found that that's an issue, and I'm hoping that the Postal Service will see that it says it's a tax bill, and it will deliver them. Okay? All right?
People will open them when they get them.
Right. Mm-hmm. They'll open them when they get it. And we're going to have the insert, which... I have a copy of it somewhere here. And so anyhow, this includes the mailing cost, too. So our cost went up with just the print about $300. Because I think we ended up paying about, with the mailing everything, was just over $600. But we're actually getting a discount on the postal rate because it's bulk. Where'd you find this?
I brought it with me.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
So I wanted to show you that because we need to take a vote on using these people because I don't know of any other way we can do it because the envelope sizes are a size 9. And they have to cut the page down, the 8.5 by 11 down. So
do they have to cut it down to get all this on it?
No, they just have to. What they do is they resize it and cut the paper down.
Why? To make it cheaper?
No. Size 9 won't. You can't stuff an 8.5 and 11 in by machine when in a size 9 envelope because it sometimes will jam.
So why can't you put it in a size 10 envelope?
Because we get size 9 from PVA. PVA gives us the envelopes. We don't pay for the envelopes.
How much would it cost if we did?
Well, we're already paying for the envelopes with their charges. If you'll, on that one sheet that I have that had the cost on for the property. The PVA's cost is down at the bottom of it. Right here. Our cost this year is going to be $6,041.84. They get to charge 0.05555 per value of the total properties, our total values. So they PVA gets their money, and there's no way around it.
That's for printing the bills, providing the
bills, providing the envelopes, providing all the data. We get a lot of data printouts from them. So they provide all that, and that's what we're paying for each year. If we try to do it ourselves, because I said, well, we've already got this information. He says, no, you don't, because you have to reassess every four years by state law. So, you know, even though we may have it this year, we won't have it next year, and we can't steal it off of their websites, because then that's copyright or infringement on their data. Okay? I'm at now.
So who is this company that you want
to... United Direct. Yeah, United Direct Solutions. So, do I hear a motion to take and use United Direct Solutions for mailing?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Here's my sheet. All right. Well, Derby City was supposed to be here tonight, but I guess he's on a case. Okay. All right. Fiscal year budget. All right. I'm going to handle out both the ordinance and the worksheet, and we'll be doing the worksheet here in a little while. But you have to see both these numbers: what's in the revenue and what's in the expense bottom line. Okay.
I know we were just talking about taxes. Is there a point in time where I can mention what about my tax thing that you sent me?
I think new business, yeah.
New business. We'll
bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's last month's expense?
Right here.
Are you done with it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's the ordinance. I'm sorry.
That's all right. My fault.
Can you get it? You want me to get it?
Where'd it go? It's right here. I can get it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, that's my fault. I dropped it.
No, it's my fault for not making sure it goes to Dennis.
I didn't want to wake Dennis up.
Okay. Moving right on. This shouldn't take too long, because these are the numbers that are in the budget as they stand today, and we can change, we still got to do the second read. So, ordinance number 2, series 2025, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, 2025-2026 fiscal year budget ordinance, be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that section 1, according to KRS 91A.030, parentheses 10, the City of Kentucky, City of Worthington Hills does hereby adopt this 2025-2026 fiscal year budget ordinance. General fund revenue with carryover, $461,500. General fund expense, $461,100. The ordinance shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1st, 2025, passed and approved on June 17th, 2025 at the regular scheduled meeting of the legislative body of Worthington Hills pursuant to Kentucky statutory law. If you'll notice on the worksheet, the revenue, the total general fund revenue matches the 400, $161,500. And at the bottom, the expense total matches at $461,100. And that's where we're working right now. We just have to do the first read so that we can move along and get this passed next month. And we're going to work on the worksheet here in a minute. Okay? Is there any questions? Okay. We don't have to have a vote, so we just move along.
Are we having an audit this year?
Yes, which this year is required.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I saw that on here.
Yeah, we've already got that. We already voted on that last year.
Okay.
Remember, we did the 2 year when she gave us the.
That's right. I do remember that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Update on the two residents' lawn care service using our services for their clients' yard waste. The reason why you haven't gotten anything, Mr. DeWeese, is because I wanted to get pictures beforehand.
Okay.
And the one person caught me taking pictures of their yard waste on that day, and he tracked me down, and he said a few things, and I just says, look, you cannot be bringing your client's yard waste into the city and using our waste services. I says, you're possibly bringing in diseases and insects that are harmful, evasive. I says, it's not. I says, we just want to document what's going on. Well, next week there was no yard waste out there.
Okay, so maybe it's getting resolved.
Not quite.
Not quite, okay.
Okay. They're doing it intermittently now. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you get me something, I'll.
As soon as I get some pictures, I'll make sure. Is there a private conversation going on up here?
I'm sorry.
Was there something I need to know about?
No, I would have said, Mayor.
Okay. Okay.
So the city's lawn care service brought in.
No, not the city. Okay. No, this is a resident who has a yard. There's two residents that are in partnership, and they don't cut grass. Most of the grass that I know is not in the city.
Oh, okay.
They're cutting grass and picking up limbs and everything else from someplace else. They're bringing them to our city, which can cause evasive type of disease.
What are they doing with it, though?
They're putting it in bags, and they're waiting for our waste yard to pick it up.
Oh, okay.
The city's taking it to the landfill.
Okay. So
yeah.
Rocky's picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And we're not talking one or two bags. We're talking as many 15, 16 at a time. So that may have been taken care of just by the person, the one partner, catching me taking the pictures. Okay? And, of course, he had his little friggin' cell phone recording the whole time. I says, you can't be bringing your company business trash into the city. I said, you know, just like I said, you could be bringing diseases in or insects in that could damage our trees, our canopy. So, anyhow, that's where we're at with it right now. We're still eyeballing it. And Dennis will tell you, we told him last year. They were parked in front of the one house, and we pulled up next to them. And I told them then, and they still continued to do it. So
they're increasing the amount of tonnage the city's being charged.
Yeah, that too. But the biggest thing is the possibility of the infections and insects.
In invasive plants.
Right.
One little piece of bamboo that we're all attracted to.
Oh, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
Dang, I wanted to put some in my backyard.
Well,
okay.
It'll be over in Oakhurst before you know it.
Oh, by the way, anybody that doesn't know it, honeysuckle's evasive by state law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's so much of it throughout Metro Louisville.
And they're growing everywhere.
Yeah, I know it. Residents operating a go-kart, ATV, motor schools within COWH and the green space. This is something new. I think that's been resolved too, because I talked to the landlord and I had taken pictures and had sent them to the landlord saying here was, you know, in Commissioner Resendez and Commissioner Metcalf both got copies of it, and I also sent copies to Tate, so, and the landlord.
Guess I won't be riding over St. Carroll anymore.
That's right. Isn't it illegal to be on the street?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And this guy was, I mean, I even brought it up to him. I stopped, and he was stopped fooling with the go-kart or whatever the heck it is. And I said, sir, you cannot be riding this on public streets. I said, it's not legal. Who says? I said, just county ordinance. So they're going to have to catch me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyhow, I had a conversation with the landlord and also sent her pictures. And apparently, the wife had a little discussion with the guy. So maybe it's gotten straightened out. So far, he hasn't been back out on the road. So that may be resolved, too. But I wanted to bring it up because it was happening. And with that, I think we're done with you.
Okay.
So I don't want to keep you any longer. We have to. I'm sorry it took so long.
Sorry.
It's my fault.
It's okay.
He knows I'm going to go. She's got to
I'm here on your time.
You know what they say, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Yeah, the answer is
always no. All right. Have a safe trip home. You.
Be careful. We'll see you next month.
What did he say? Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Thank
you
during the storm.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you.
All right,
we'll see you.
God bless.
Bye.
Evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Anything on old business for the commissioners?
No, new business.
Okay. All right.
I saw the sign for the yard sales out.
I never did see. Were they out?
Yes, they were out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They was. We put them. I put them out Monday about 9 o'clock. In the morning. Okay, here's the results. There was one yard sale on Northumberland Drive, and she had been doing it the week before. And then on...
Well, it did rain.
No, it was sunny all day.
Sunny. It was
Saturday.
Saturday
it was nice.
Yeah.
I actually had to have the windows down on my car.
Saturday, that's right.
Some bunch of work.
No. Bay Garden. Two.
I'm running out of ink, why
not? Here. I was really surprised because I almost missed this one. Besides Bay Garden having two. Bay Run Court. She was out there because it was the day before Mother's Day, I think. Or there was something. She had baskets for some reason out on display. And she was on the Ludenberg side of Bay Run. When I went past it the first time, I didn't see her. And then when I came up the street, I saw somebody was down there. I'm like, what's going on down there? So Bay Run Court had one. Ludenberg Drive. Three, including our commissioner.
I don't know if you should take back inside.
No, I didn't. I have to go drive off.
And
good for you.
And there was one on Ludenberg Court, and that one is actually the people are moving out, and they had stuff outside. People were stopping to see if they buy it. It, in my opinion, it shouldn't even count. That totals up to seven. That were on garage sales and one a moving sale.
What was last year?
Huh?
What was last year? Was it more? Last year?
No.
No, the same.
So, yeah, I noticed that. I've been there 2 years. It sounds like the same people.
It's always the same people. And again, come September, I mean, it's already on the website. If you haven't been to the website, and I wish... Everybody would look at the website at least once a week, okay? It's been out there. And it's been out there since we talked about it last month. So, again, I wanted to bring up them results because, like I said, you know, it don't seem like it's a big headache with putting them signs out, but I almost got hit by somebody coming up Middlesex. And he was coming for a Coldstream, and there was nobody when I opened that door anywhere in sight. And he comes screaming up from Middlesex, from Coldstream. And as I was getting out of the car, I hollered at him, slow down. And I'm not going to repeat what he said to me, but it wasn't kind. Okay? All right. I was hoping to have a copy of the quote. I contacted the company that originally set up our clerk's laptop, and he's now in the process of coming up with the quote. I was hoping to have it tonight, but we'll have it for September. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. For June. I'm sorry, June. Because we need to start working on that. We don't know what's going on with these tariffs. That's one of the reasons why we'll go ahead and get these quotes. I got a call from your son today.
Okay.
And he kind of was very honest and bowed out. Okay?
I told him to just call you and you all
right.
discuss it.
Yeah, right. I told him everything we needed, and he said, well, I'm not thinking I'm at that level, and I think you all really need something more professional.
Okay?
So he was very honest about everything. So next month, we'll definitely have something because I called them today, and he said he would have it out. Okay. The worksheet. Everybody get the worksheet. Oh, let's go to the road fund because there's a change since last month on the road fund. Okay. I dropped it $2,000 on the annual amount. And the reason being is I've watched our road funds go down for the last 4 months.
So what's we get from the state?
Yes. And I called up DLG. I actually talked to the transportation department first because I was on a webinar with them. And I asked them, I says, what's going on with the road funds? And they bowed out and said that you need to talk to DLG about it. Well, DLG come back, you know, the woman there said, I'll find out. She says, I see what you're saying, because she looked at ours. And I said, this is going on with every city. It's not just ours. This is every city. So she called whoever it is that does the calculations or whatever, and they say that because the gas prices are coming down, the rates for the tax amount is coming down. And that is calculated based off of the amount of taxes received statewide every month.
Gas tax.
So as gas price comes down, your gas tax comes down, the amount of revenue. Okay? So when that happens, guess what? The amount of distribution we get comes down. And we're right now at the same level of gas revenue, gas tax monthly amount, as we were in 2020. And the amount that I have now on the budget is at the same level that we were at in 2020, which is $28,000 projected instead of 30 or whatever it was I had before. Okay? But I wanted to bring that up. It's like, you know, gas prices coming down, tax revenue's coming down. And
we're not planning on spending $150,000, though.
No. But still, we do this because if we do decide to do paving, that's the reason why we do that. Okay? See where we're at this year. We, you know. So, now let's go to the front of the page. Let's start with the first change I made. On the open space maintenance, I went ahead and broke us down for some costs for tree and stump removal and also landscaping. Okay? I figured we might as well put it in there because we're doing it and rather than taking it off of what we get for our landscaping or our open space maintenance and having to adjust everything. We know we're going to have trees fall down. I don't care or need to be cut down.
No, the one that fell across Lunenburg Court, we didn't have to pay for that one, did they?
No. That was unique. I don't know how Public Works got out there, but I have an idea. I know why now, because Dennis and I went to the JCLC meeting last week, and the emergency action woman was there, okay? We signed that contract or that agreement with them last year. It was something so that we could take advantage of their services or whatever. And apparently when the word got out that we had a tree down and they couldn't get a hold of the city, they sent Public Works out there. He was there. He had it all cut up and was finishing up cleaning up the street. I helped him up first.
Yeah, the phone call that I got from the lady said, I called downtown and they said it was your all's responsibility, meaning the city of Worthington Hills. So she may have...
Well, when she called down there, apparently somebody on 311's supervisory position contacted the emergency people because they considered it part of the storm damage, even though it may have been up a week later. I mean, the roots were out. I mean, it was...
There was nothing in that holding that tree in the ground.
No, there wasn't. So that happened. Let me bring you up on the landscaping. Two bushes that we had on Ardwine are gone. Somebody mowed over them. And I had the feeling I know who it was. But I can't prove
in
it.
In the island?
Mm-hmm. You know, the two bushes that we got complaints about? Yeah, we were going to move? Yeah. No, they mowed over them.
You don't accidentally get in an island and mow.
No. There was a... I don't want to say who did it. I don't know who did it, but when I was driving on after our mail run on Tuesday a week ago, I went down Ardwine, and there was a landscaping company in the median mowing, and the bushes were gone. But I don't remember the last time I saw them, okay? And it was the landscaping company of one of the residents there. So I don't know. Again, I don't know who did it. All I can say is they're gone. Then the two bushes that are on Boynton, closest to the street, those, crepe myrtles?
Crepe myrtles, yeah.
They're dead.
Planted?
Yeah. No, they've been planted since October 23. Yeah, they're dead. They don't have any leaves on them.
Oh, now you know what? You know what Crystal would say? Give them a little more time. They'll come out.
Well, I'm not.
They should be leafing up right
now. Well, they're sticked right now. I'll put it that way.
Do that when they're dormant.
Okay. If I'm not saying we're going to cut them out, but I just want to let you know, as we look at them today, they look dead. Okay.
Their leaves should be.
Right.
I never noticed it. I mean, maybe they cut them before they were even, because they're in the
No, the ones that are on Boynton.
I never noticed. I didn't know they were there or not. I just thought.
Well, if you wouldn't know that, if you didn't know they were there, you wouldn't know they're gone. Yeah.
Are you talking about Ardwine?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Boynton. They're sitting right there at the street, and I'm concerned whether the snow we have with the snow removal salt or whatever might kill them. But here again, it's because they made it through the first year, and they were really nice last year. So it may be
enough sun because they do require sun.
Yeah, they get plenty of sun there. Okay. Yeah. So again, I'm waiting for them to see if they leaf up. But I just wanted to bring it up.
Well, one way to find out is to pull on them, and if they pull right up out of the ground,
I have noticed.
Take a limb and bend it and see if it pops.
Yeah. I have noticed that the landscaping on the main entrance is very much improved since we got rid of them trees.
Well, that's because we don't have Bradford Parish taking all the nutrients.
Right.
Yeah, even the view looks way
better. Right. They look a whole lot better up there. So,
why is another landscaping company mowing the island?
It was some resident landscaping company doing it. Okay. I don't know who gave him permission to do it or why he did it. Okay, because the grass wasn't that high on the
Well,
if he's coming off that island, there's a concrete like.
It was a curb.
Yeah. Say he tumps that his machine over and something happened. Sorry to bore you, Dan.
No.
But anyhow, who would be responsible for that?
Without our permission, he would.
Okay,
because we didn't give him permission to do it.
Okay.
I don't
know
why that island's even in there.
I don't know, but I was just...
Well, it's the same thing that's on Bazan. I mean, they put an island in there, and somebody, we took that bush out that's closest to the entrance, okay? Or somebody took the bush out. And apparently, I believe the Williams had planted the grass and stuff right there where the bush used to be, keeping it really nice. So, anyhow, I wanted to make sure you saw that because I thought that would be good to do there. And then we go down to the security. And as of right now, just a projection, you know, we've had the security services cost and then this remuneration, okay, that we're going to talk about also tonight and then, okay? But all these costs all come down to where, and if you'll notice, there's $35,000 carryover up on top, and then this $35,000 on the bottom is just it's basically to balance it out, because that's where we would move money if we had to. Okay? So technically we're at 426 and probably 426.1 on revenue and expenses without the carryover. The carryover is our rainy day fund, Commissioner Rentendez. It's money that we had left over that we just basically we use it for an emergency. We put it in there in case we have something that happens.
If you need extra money in your budget, we can take it and put it in your budget.
Yeah. You know, say all the trees need to come down because of some infection. It's not going to be cheap. Okay. So, is there anything, has anybody looked at this budget? Has everybody went over it?
I don't think we're going to, as far as signage is concerned, the only signage we're going to need now would be if somebody absolutely demolished the street sign and we had to replace it. You still have poles, right?
I have poles, but they got twist them. So when you try to pound them in,
you can't
pound them in.
But I'm just saying as far as street signs, everything is signed now, and that's the speed limit. No parking.
Street names?
Any of the...
We had two of them hit since last year. Well, and luckily, we've been lucky enough to be able to kind of back in, you know?
But at the actual sign itself, I don't believe we're going to have to
put
any additional signs or replace any signs unless they're, you know, just demolished. So...
Yeah, somebody, I think on next door said, can we put up any more?
Well, that's just it. I mean, we
had
a lot, you know, and we tried to put them where they were needed, you know. And,
it just cracks me up, people that are calling.
They don't have anything nice there on the thing next door.
But we do have a lot of signs.
We have signs to protect us, okay?
Well, yeah, I understand.
I mean, honestly, you know, we could have put up no parking signs on separate poles, but we didn't do that. Okay? We could have got new poles for the speed humps and the no parking signs, but we didn't do that. Okay? I don't understand how people can hit those friggin' signs. Okay? But they seem to want to do it. The two of them were, one was on Bay Run, and one was on Middlesex. And luckily, the one that was on Middlesex is when we were changing out the signs. Okay? So, again, you know, things happen. We probably will need to get poles because the one on Pulaski that went down, I really believe the wind blew so hard last Thursday or whatever, that Thursday of the big wind, blew it over because the pole wasn't nicked, but right where the ground was, you could see the ground on the pole. It was rusted, both at the bottom of the pole. Luckily, I was able to pound it back in with Harold's pole pounder. So, and then get it halfway back up. It's not straight, but I think I can fix that too. So, can we move along now, or are we done with the budget stuff? Okay. Anybody talk to beat the fight to beat the cancer? If not, this time we'll move along. No welcome and admit. These people just don't want to get involved, period. You bring it up, I can't get into that. Okay. Radio checks?
Channel 4 tonight.
Channel 4. All right, let's have good participation night. It's going to be emergency action night. Hopefully not, but. All right, new business. Linda has new business.
Commissioner. Well, I only want to talk about what happened to me today, and it was a little scary.
Okay.
But I got a text from Bev, and she said to me, because this is exactly what she said, should I be receiving an email from a company asking about your property taxes for the city? And I said, not unless it's Wells Fargo, my mortgage company. And she said, I'll forward the email. And she did. And it was from a company. I think it went to you first, didn't it, Dan? And then you sent it to Beth. It was from a company called Stellar. And it was a lady. And then it was CC, another person. And so I called my mortgage company. And I said, has anybody called you and asked you about my taxes? And they said, I was on the phone probably 20 minutes with my mortgage company, and they said, no one has. And we haven't asked for any. So what I did was I sent the email to BC3. I just automatically sent it to BC3. I didn't try to contact the person.
Good.
I didn't do anything like that. But I'm just wondering, that to me is scary.
That is part of the reasons why we would do what we do with these commercial open records request contract, is because that's our protection. Mm-hmm. That is the city's protection. If somebody gets a title theft, okay, we can say we did our homework, okay, because it has to be notarized. They can't just fill it out. They have to pay a fee, okay, if they, go through all that. You were on that training class today with the cybersecurity.
That was going to be the second thing I mentioned.
Right, and that was brought up in there
about
how they are targeting cities. And
they're slick.
They're slick. They are totally slick. The CORRC first started in October 2019. In the past, before when we took over in 19. We were doing what the other people were doing. When you got a request for tax, you just gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
In October of 19, I don't know what it was, but I got a request somehow. So I basically went and looked at it, and I recognized the fax number as being a foreign number. So I went ahead and looked up the email address and the company, okay? Well, the email address wasn't what I would normally say was the same as the company. Normally you can see some similarities in the way the email is versus, that didn't match up.
The numbers didn't match up on this one either.
Yeah, and the what ended up happening was when I went to the website for the company, I went to their contact list, okay, to see what their emails stated after at. It wasn't what I was seeing. And that was the first clue that we had to make some changes on how we you know, distribute that tax information, because it is so easy. And I, when I took my business law class back in 83, 84, the attorney that I had talked about a pair of siblings who took care of their surviving dad. The one was taking care of them, and the other one was taking care of the finances. And what ended up happening was, the one that was taking care of the finances did a quick claim deed, got that, they had the power of attorney because they had the banking, did a quick claim deed on it, changed it over to his name. And so when the dad died, the son went out and changed the locks and had ownership of the house. Now this is two sons, one taking care of dad and one. I never forget this story, because I thought, oh man, that is cold. But that's the reason why I know I'm real leery about this title theft. This has become major. Now with all the technology we have, it's so simple to copy a deed and take it down. The courthouse, if it fits, like they say in the commercial, if it fits the ticket, they don't have the right to deny it.
So they were asking for information about, were there any liens on the property?
Yeah.
They wanted to know what the what would be the average cost of garbage, water, all this thing. I'm like, what is this? And I appreciate you sending it to me.
I recognize the name of the company. We've had dealings with them before.
Is it a legitimate company?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was just because it was you. I mean, yeah. I got one 6 months ago on my daughter. It's like, wait a minute. I called her.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate the fact that I was alerted to it, and I appreciate the fact that our city has something in place where they don't just randomly give out information about homeowners.
Yeah, and we caught heck for you.
A lot of emails, though, like a lot of spam for some reason.
The other thing is this class, we have a link. They recorded this class, and I'm going to send you all this link, and I want you to watch this training, because it was only, what, 25 minutes?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
And some things you just don't even think about, because it looks so legit.
Right.
And you got to watch for emails that are from gov dot or whatever, because those are not even legitimate.
Right.
You know.
So the best thing to do when you get an email, if you don't recognize it and it's got attachment, okay, move your mouse over it and read what that says down in the bottom left-hand corner. Okay, you do not want to open attachment for any reason in the world. Because as soon as you open an attachment, it can download anything to your PC.
You want to. Yeah.
Okay, it can take total control of your PC and then your SOL. Okay, and I'm sure most of us had some sort of training. I know Dennis and I have went to training before, but everything is constantly evolving now. AI is going to make it even worse, because they're going to be able to write these, AI is going to write these programs, and people are just going to put them out there and try to play catch you.
He mentioned a business. I mean, this was a legitimate business that thought it was sending funds to another legitimate business. I mean, they had all kinds of security in place, and they didn't realize until they got a call from their customer, where is that wire transfer I was supposed to get? They didn't even realize that it was just a bogus thing, and that money was long gone. Like the guy said, it was on that back of a camel somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. But they are so. But I did attend that meeting today. I would recommend it, but I just wanted to go on record Bev, that I will appreciate her sending that to me, and I appreciate the city having things in place to keep all of our homeowners from being taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. All right. Anything else new from you guys? Okay.
No, but I can't remember what it was.
I have a question. Is tree removal, like pending quotes,
like from Harold's new business, considered new business?
What's that?
The tree removal.
Yeah.
So that's pending with the green space, that tree that fell is the locust tree.
Yeah.
He said it's not a disease or like insect infection.
Infected?
Yeah. He said it's just because the overgrowth was to one side or something because everything came out of the fall of the...
Yeah. Well, the ground's been so wet, a lot of these trees are falling. If they don't have a good root system, they're falling over.
Yeah, like in just everything was out.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody was saying something down in Louisville where they had all the flooding. They had trees that weren't blown over. The ground was so saturated, they just fell over from the weight. And I showed a picture of one of them next door. They showed the picture of it when it fell over. Okay? It was an oak tree. There was no leaves on it. And they showed a later picture just here recently. It's even growing now. It's still growing because there's still enough ground on the root system to feed it. And it's got leaves on it now, and they said this is going to make it more difficult to get rid of now because now it's all leafed out.
Well, that one looks just very green.
So yeah. Yeah,
it's
I know.
Out, but it's just the leaves are still.
Well, where that, yeah, that area down there, that pit area, mm-hmm. Don't ever walk in that a day after it rains because it is just it's like a mud hole down there. Even though it's all grass, you try to go down. This was back in the day when I was walking. I walked down there because I didn't know any better. I thought I was going to lose my shoe. It just sucked it in. It's like a marsh, even though it looks green.
My dad said that when he was a kid, that like my neighborhood, Worthington Hills, it was all marsh.
Yeah.
It was all a marshy area.
I believe that because we got moss growing everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? So what are we going to do with the tree? Did you get
him? He's waiting for the quote.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay. So he didn't have a quote. Okay. All right. I'm bringing this up because I don't like calling Harold every time we have to use the post hook pounder, okay? And I would like for the city to invest in a signpost pounder, signpost hammer, okay? This is the same one that Harold has. It's on Amazon. It's $70.28. I just need your all approval. It's sitting in my basket on Amazon for the city.
I don't have any objection to you buying a post hole digger or setter driver, but I do want to stipulate, in my opinion, neither you nor Harold or Dennis need to be standing up on the back end of a truck trying to drop posts in the ground. That's just my opinion. I don't want somebody to get hurt, you know. And I'd rather pay to have some. I'm just saying, buy and use your own good judgment.
We're very careful, okay?
Okay, we have that on record.
All right, you have it on record. Does anybody have any objection from the purchase? If not, then I'll do that and get it.
Okay. I make the motion you proceed with getting it.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Beville, for the first. Thank you, Commissioner Medcalf, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, we can order that. Main interest irrigation system. Evergreen was out last week. Christina sent me an email yesterday. Well, I happened to be driving around the neighborhood for whatever reason, and I saw that Evergreen was down at the flagpole. So I knew he was down there setting it up for the sprinkling system. So when I was down there, I just asked him, I said, when you get done, you know, getting it ready for spring, I said, would you mind just keeping the system turned off so that we're not watering when we don't need to be watering? We know how to turn it on. He says, yeah, it's fine. But he says, I can't do the one at the main entrance because the meter's locked out. And I remember we locked it out last fall because we had that water running out of the irrigation system. Well, he explained to me how it works. He says it's not a sprinkler head that's leaking. He says it's the shutoff valve. Okay, just think of a toilet. Okay, so when the valve's activated, it raises up and lets the water come through. And he says, as soon as the system is timed out, then that valve shuts back down. Well, what happens is, he says, those valves either get dirty or sticky, or the gummit that's sealing them is gone bad. And he says that, he says, it's not the sprinkler head. It's water running through the little bit that's getting through that valve there. And he says, that's what we can fix, and it's not very expensive. He says, but you got to have the water on for us to fix it. So this is one of the things that I wanted to bring up tonight, is we are going to put the water on at the main entrance or not. Right now, it's the meter's completely locked out. He cannot open it up. He's not allowed by law to open that meter up. It's somehow locked.
Well, if we're going to keep that front island looking halfway decent, it's going to have to be watered, isn't it?
I mean, maybe further in the summer. But weren't we, like, being charged for the one at the flagpole, too? No,
no, it was the front entrance, because I even brought it up to Crystal.
Like, last year, where they were saying that the overflow or something was going through there, I thought that was at the flagpole, or...
It's at the front entrance, because Crystal, I kept telling her, I says, Crystal, there's water running up there at that front entrance, you know, every morning, you know, it's just running, and we finally had the water meter turned off because they were charging.
Yeah, I remember that. But
yeah, we did have problems at the flagpole, but they fixed that last year or the year before, okay, but. I told him, I says, it's that very, I says, it's on the outbound side, and it's one of the lower sprinkler heads. He says, yeah. He says, what's happening? It's fine at the lowest point. It's just raining out there. Because it's not a circular. I don't think it's a circular, because the one in Boynton, when we fixed that, it wasn't a circular arrangement. It came around and then stopped at the light pole, and the other one came around the other side, but it stopped before he got into the turn. So those aren't completely circular, a circular pattern. So I would like to go ahead and have them come out and turn that water meter on, but that's going to be utility commission. You're going to have to make that call if we agree to have the water, so that we can get Evergreen out. But he told me that once he gets done fixing it, he will definitely turn the system off so that we're not running sprinklers when we have all this rain until we need to put them on.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we don't have this extra charge that we had before.
Are you planning on doing anything with the entrance island?
Well, I don't know if you guys have any ideas, but I see it looks okay for now, because if we put more stuff, it will look very, like, all together, you know, whatever. I don't know about plantings and stuff, but I think it looks nice the way it is. It has its own space. And for now, I don't know if they're going to grow bigger.
Those plants up there are doing really well since we took the pear trees out.
Yeah,
I was really impressed with what they look like now. And if you,
it looks clean.
Yeah, and Boynton, remember everybody talking about the fungus that's supposed to be on the rose bushes? If you haven't seen the rose bushes are bloomed out, you know? So I think what we need to do is just get the water on up there, and then we can, you know, after we get through.
You know, once everything's bloomed and filled
right.
up, maybe,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, right now we have all the stuff we have to do up until June 30th. Once we get into July, August, September, that's when we do all this extra stuff. So, again, Go ahead.
So you want me to call LG&E?
Not LG&E.
I mean...
Louisville Water.
Yeah, call the water company.
Yeah, because they're going to want the, you know how tough they are. They want everything in the world. They want the account number and everything else.
And remove the lock.
Yeah.
After I email Mayor Stoneman, I send you a copy of that email, message that they left me.
Okay, yeah, I got it, yeah. Well, I didn't get the voicemail.
I don't get it.
It's an attachment.
It has a number. That's the way I get them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Call the water company.
Remove
the lock.
Now, once she calls, Susan, would you let Christina know so that she can get a hold of Evergreen and let them know when they're going to be out there?
Yeah.
Because the system is off, but it's going to leak.
Right, that's what, yeah, I mean, we don't want it to go
right.
Leaking.
Right. I can handle a day or two, but that's
yeah.
It. Okay.
Well, will the water company be able to get me an exact date? That's enough.
As long as they just have them, if you can get them to call you when they get there or when they're going out, okay?
Yeah.
Try requesting a call out so that we can get our technician. Let them know that we've got an issue with the valve, the shutoff.
So Evergreen's going to fix it.
Yeah, Evergreen's going to fix it. Say okay. Evergreen's going to fix the problem, but they need to know when you're out there so that they can get there.
Okay.
Okay? All right. KLC training. Dennis and I are signed up for code enforcement training on June 4th, it's over in Lexington, the Marriott Griffith Marriott, whatever it is. We usually go to these because they change stuff on code enforcement all the time, and we won't, anybody else wants to go, just let me know, and we can get you signed up, okay? But it's a full day on the 4th, registration starts at 8 o'clock, and training, I think, starts at 9. And it's not a full day because the latter part of the day, I think it's after 3:45 or so, there's something else that we don't need to know about. So we're just going to be there till then. But that's the better place to go because you can get out of it a whole lot easier than get out of the other ones across the street. Okay. Ethics for City Officials virtual training. This is a 1 hour training class. Again, I encourage everybody to get on this because it's just another thing that we need to have a record of. I don't know. It just goes through everything. You really should have ethics training once a year. And we normally get it during these training sessions like they're having in June, but they've decided to go virtual with it so that everybody can get it. And by the way, I looked at that spring thing over the agenda for the KLC training for those 3 days, and really the only day that has anything that would even concern us is the code enforcement day. So, and did I send everybody an audio file of when KLC was down at JCLC last month that was talking about the legislative update? The legislative update material is on the website. You can pull it down. It's a PDF if you want to go through it. Okay. Most of it didn't affect us anyhow. All right. So, with that said, there's nothing else. We can go into the commissioner's reports.
Okay,
Commissioner Maupin, why don't you go first with your utility report?
Well, May 4th, just a side note, my son graduated college.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I did. I'm so proud of him. Okay. 4:30, received email from Mayor Stone from a resident at 11921 Tazewell Drive. The resident complained that the dumpster had not been emptied. He stated that it had not been emptied sometimes up to 10 days. Commissioner Beville emailed stating resident at 11917 Tazewell had complained too. She stated that she had viewed the security tapes and that Rumpke had emptied the dumpsters that Tuesday. I then spoke with Mayor Stoneham, and we decided that we would monitor before contacting Rumpke. So 5-5, I did drove the city for streetlight check, and the dumpster at 11921 Tazewell Drive had trash, but it wasn't overflowing. 5-16, voicemail, but they didn't leave a message. 5-19, drove city for streetlight check. Dumpster at 11921 was overflowing with boxes. I got out and I looked at the boxes and observed that some labels had a tag stating tiles. And there were probably at least 20 boxes on top with the doors open on the dumpster. There was a street light out at 11909 Tazewell, a shade askew at 11921 Tazewell Drive. 5:20, I emailed Christopher Pierce with Rumpke asking that he have our route driver pay special attention to the dumpster at 11921 Tazewell. I stated that we've had a couple complaints about it not being empty. He replied that he would. He emailed later stating the dumpster had been empty. I reported the two street lights to LG&E and work orders were put in. Read all my emails, attended the city meeting this evening, and will participate in the radio check.
And for those who want to know, I've been taking numerous pictures of the dumpsters, okay, so that we have documentation.
And I want to just, as a side note, say that one of my homeowners at Trace wanted to congratulate us on having a mayor who is not afraid to dumpster dive. And
let me tell you what,
words.
I was not taking anything out with my bare hands. I have gloves and I have one of those old people grabbers. Okay?
Well, I suspect someone is a contractor.
Just so you know, I did send an email to a group that we have part of their properties on Pacelli, and I did make a statement on there that he needed to probably put cameras on his dumpsters because we're having possibly illegal dumping going on in this part of town, and it looks like it to be construction. Now, I'm hoping that he realizes it's his guys and will make certain adjustments. So we'll see what happens with the email that was sent. I sent a copy to both Commissioner Beville as the Tazewell president and also Commissioner Mulpin. So that
when did this say that the Friday they weren't empty?
No, they weren't in on the property at all. On
right. And I think there was a new guy in on the truck last Friday. Because you could tell he was like, he went real slow through the neighborhood. He wasn't the regular guy that usually.
But you're not talking, you're talking about the trash guy in your neighborhood.
Right.
Well, that's not the same guy that drives the
dumpster
guy. Okay.
Not on Friday, it's not?
No, because they got a different.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe it was a new person, but right. Chris knows now.
Okay. And also, didn't I send you a copy of that, Commissioner? Okay.
The only thing I had made, the comment I had made was, you know, just because they don't see any bags, doesn't mean they'll be emptying that dumpster.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It shouldn't be overflowing, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I'll go next.
Okay,
Christina,
Commissioner.
Sure.
Commissioner Resendez, go ahead.
On April 25th, I emailed the property owner about the house on, I don't know if it's pronounced Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Halifax Drive. to address a broken gutter that needed attention. Problem was fixed. I received an email about a fallen tree on Northumberland. We talk about this at a drive. After asking for clarification, I learned that Metro had removed the tree and that the incident was actually at Lunenburg Court. The good news is that situation was resolved. On April 26th, a Middlesex Drive homeowner left a voicemail about a neighbor's unkept property and agreed to send pictures. I never received them, but a few days later, I noticed the grass had been cut. On April 30th, I reported a fallen tree in the green space to Harold and asked him to check for disease or insect issues. On May 6th, Harold replied that the locust tree likely fell because its roots were affected by overgrowth. He plans to send a quote for its removal, but I haven't received it yet. I did receive the invoice for work done in April. On May 19th, I received a voicemail from Bill at Evergreen stating that we need to contact the water company to remove the lot at the Westport entrance for the sprinkler system access. I forwarded an email to Mayor Solnan and to the Utilities Commissioner. In the past few weeks, I drove around the city, including after the strong winds from Friday night. The next morning, I did notice some residents were cleaning up fallen branches, but thankfully, there were no major damages reported.
Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. Commissioner Bebel, I know you're just jumping ready to go.
April 17th, I forwarded the last Snow Better invoice for snow removal to the city clerk and treasurer. April 23rd, I reviewed the Derby City Protection reports for April the 3rd through April 18th. April 25th, I received a call from a homeowner about a tree which had fallen across Lunenburg Court. I spoke with Mayor Stoneman, and he advised that Metro Public Works was in the process of removing the tree, clearing the roadway. I passed along the information, including photographs, to Commissioner Resendez, and also called the homeowner back up with an update. May the 8th, I registered for the City Compliance and Security webinar and the Ethics for City Officials webinar. May the 15th, I forwarded a property owner's phone call about his property taxes to the city clerk and the treasurer. May the 19th, I reviewed the reports sent by Mayor Stoneman and city clerk for the upcoming city meeting. May the 20th, I attended the city compliance and security seminar Zoom meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bill. Commissioner Metcalf.
The commission report for 5/20/25 drove city numerous times. Mayor Stone ran with the post office on 5/13/25, also each Friday. On 5/15/25, Mayor Stone ran with the JCLC meeting in Linden City Hall. Mayor Stone ran with the Dan Small office on 2 occasions and storage area on 2 occasions. On 4/22/25, she parking permit. 4515 North Cumberland Drive. On 5/1/25, issued parking permits to 12007 Rustburg Place. Conducted radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 2. We'll conduct radio checks tonight, 5/20/25, using Channel 4. And I didn't put this on there, but I did monitor the radios recently when we've had bad storms.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Metcalf.
Yeah, since Susan got to brag about her son, I can brag that tomorrow is my 49th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You must have married when you were just a child.
I was.
That is my handsome son.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
I know you're proud. That's a
really
a
mouthful.
Did you ever come up with what you wanted to bring up?
No, I started writing myself a note earlier.
You didn't get
to
see it.
I didn't, so.
No. Well,
my phone.
The only thing that the mayor has to is asking.
When he was a little baby.
The mayor wants to ask everybody to look at our website at least once a week. I mean, I cannot tell you how many comments I get long after it's been updated.
Now you're talking about me calling you.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
I get to reference something, you know. I don't do that, but
Well, I called him because I said, I don't remember us voting on splashing we are not a sanctuary city all over the website. And he said, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I didn't remember it. You know. I could have gone back to the audio. But
it's on the website.
I remember him posting it.
So, anyhow, I appreciate you all. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion.
No, I think we should stay here another couple hours.
Thank you, Commissioner Melton, for the first. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Y'all have a blessed evening. It is 9:01.